Yes.
Welcome to Keeping It Real, where we feature entrepreneurs who are passionate about their business and have participated in our guest blog, shareyourstories.online. Today, I'd like to introduce you to Tanya Otterstein-Lays, who has a background in fitness and is now a motivational speaker, an online coach, and the co-founder and author of the Self Empowerment Academy. Welcome.
Thank you, Trish. I'm so happy to be here today.
You know, Tanya, I've been so looking forward to our conversation. Yeah. And, you know, like a lot of our listening and viewing audience, we have a great business idea. We start out on a particular path and then opportunities present themselves. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about how you started as a fitness professional and then segued into the Self-Empowerment Academy.
Yeah, that's a, you know, it's interesting how our stories change, right? And right. I always believe in listening to your gut. So yes, I was a fitness professional and that was my number one thing, right? Not realizing until my clients started telling me, Tanya, you're my psychologist. Tanya, you're helping me transition my mindset, right? Tanya, this, I'm off antidepressants and you keep me balanced and you keep me positive. And I started listening to all these same messages, whether it was my one-on-one clients, whether it was fitness, you know, classes. And it's like, okay, Tanya, there's more here. Right. And then I just started looking at myself as like, well, yeah, for myself, mindset has always been very, very important, right? So I shifted then and I said, yeah, we need to shift things and realize that, you know what? Moving your body is very important, balanced eating. But if that mindset, if the way you think about yourself, how you perceive yourself is not in a loving space, then nothing else really balances out. So that's what allowed me to shift and fully go with my gut, fully go with my heart. And it's like, okay, let's, you know, look at how are you really seeing yourself? Let's dig deep and find those deep pains and unharness that joy that is in there. And maybe you lost along the way. And, you know, Trish, and I know you and I believe in the same thing as once you start to see and believe in yourself and give yourself permission to make things happen, then things become easier. Things do not become a struggle, right? Especially when it comes to fitness. People know that I need to move my body. I need to exercise for my body, but also for my mind. But once they realize that, well, let's go beyond that, it becomes easier to do. And it's a beautiful thing to see happen. Someone, you know, specifically a woman where she's just this changed person. And then she's coming to you and say, Tanya, people are telling me like I'm glowing and I seem happy. And her family members are telling her that. And it's like, well, yeah, you did that. I was holding your hand along the path.
Yeah.
But you opened yourself up to allow that permission to happen. So yeah, it's beautiful, beautiful thing to see happen, transpire.
So one of the things that you mention in your guest blog, mm-hmm. and we know that you are all about working with women for women, is one of the things that you help them do is find me time. Mm. And so if you were, so let's just say, let's do a little role play here and I'm your client and I'm having difficulty finding some me time. What would be one of the tips that you would give me to try to sort of uncover some opportunities?
Yeah. So, you know, it all depends on your schedule, but schedules are flexible. Right. And, you know, I'll ask them what they do throughout the day. So Trish, you know, what does your overall day, like what time do you get up? What do you throughout the day? What do you do at the end of the day? And they line it out for me because I want you to be able to fit that me time where it doesn't feel like it's a sacrifice me time.
Right.
But it's just rolled into there. So whether it's you get up 5 minutes earlier, well, Tanya, I can't wake up 5 minutes earlier. Well, okay. While you're sitting in traffic, just, you know, focus on yourself and just tune into your body. Your car's just sitting there. Right.
Right.
Or take 5 minutes, go for a walk or in the bathroom. It's like, I'm going to the bathroom. So take 5 minutes. So like you can fit in no matter what. I mean, if you can be on your digital device or computer, just doing whatever.
Yeah.
And I mean, I have a passion for this because once it gets broken down, it's like, oh, I do have 5 minutes.
Yes.
Or I do have 10 minutes. Yeah. And you realize how, you know, and I always like my clients to write things down during that 5 minutes too, even if it's one line. What's something you're grateful for? What's something you're proud of yourself about? What makes you proud of yourself? I can't think of anything. Okay, well, what makes you think that? So again, it's breaking it down. It's simplifying. It's taking those baby steps, because I believe if you try and do a 180, I'm not going to beat around the bush, you're going to set yourself up for failure.
Yep.
And that's what happens, right? People try and do this 180.
Yeah.
And then we get this negative criticism in our mind because I failed.
Right.
Right. I failed. Right. So let's break it down. We all have 5 minutes.
Oh, that's such good advice, because we all do have 5 minutes.
We do. We do.
One of the things that you, and I know that you have an online program and you've got a wonderful Facebook group where people can sort of support and empower each other. Tell us a little bit about how you made the transition to the online program, because, you know, we've certainly found in the last few months that digital is the wave of the future, right?
Yeah.
And there's lots of folks that are scrambling to try to say, well, how do I get my business online? What do I do? How can I offer it? And an online course or an online program for some just seems insurmountable.
It is.
Tell us how you sort of made that transition into sort of developing something that folks could go to online.
Yeah. So I actually did that prior to COVID.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people are, in all honesty, they are online, right?
Right.
And there's different platforms. And what I find works easier for my clients is, okay, once a week, we come together as a group. As well as individually once a week. It's like, that doesn't work. Okay, for sure, once every 2 weeks, right?
Right.
And it's via Zoom, so we can chat one-on-one just to touch base, see how it's going. You know, the schedule we set up or lined up, is that working for you? Is it not? Because the last thing I want to see my clients happen is fail, right?
Sure.
It's like, okay, what do you feel you need to tweak? What is working? What is not? Because they need to be set up for success. I mean, it's been going on for years, having low self-esteem, not feeling important, feeling they can't achieve things. But then that baby step and allowing them to see success. So again, you know, I have a Facebook group separate for that, because I work with women in my specific age group. They're on Facebook.
Right.
So they're on there anyways. You know, find a platform. So my advice is find a platform that works for your
market
demographic or your target, right?
Yep.
Find a platform that works, because that'll be easier for your clients to use.
Right.
You know, because I've heard some people say, I've never used this platform. How do I begin? How do I start? So I don't even want to go near. So use a platform that works for them, that's simplified, that's uncomplicated, that they can easily do. And then, you know, I was saying too, you know, if you're struggling with something, reach out, I will get back to you. So yeah, just keep it simplified and make sure it works for you as well, because life can get crazy and chaotic. So keep it simplified, because the last thing I want to do to my clients, last thing I even want to do to myself, because you need to honor yourself, is create overwhelm and chaos. So it's, you know, and it's like you said, now, Trish, everybody, I shouldn't say everybody, but a huge percentage is online.
Yeah.
And I really feel that's the way it's not going anywhere.
Yeah, it's the wave of the future, don't you think?
I think so. And you know, the great thing is too about it, I had a client who was away on vacation, but I said, enjoy. She goes, no, Tanya, I want to touch base. It's like, okay, great. You're gone 2 weeks. I'm going to allow us one conversation for 20 minutes, because this is your 2 weeks vacation,
right?
And she was away and she could still hook up and chat with me. So that's a wonderful thing, because there's no way you could pick up a phone and call long distance, right?
No, that's
right. And it was really good just to, she felt she needed someone to keep her accountable, because that's what I'm here for. And it kept her knowing that I'm okay with, you know, I had this, and it's like, you're okay. You're on holidays, and it's okay to have a piece of dark chocolate. I mean, I have a piece of usually every day, a piece of dark chocolate, for right? For women's hormones. But yeah, again, you know, still being able to be connected. We need connection so bad. Sure. If we can't do it, you know, like, face to face, then this is almost
this is a wonderful platform.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it is. One of the things that we ask folks to do in our guest blog is to share three words of advice. And your three words are appreciation, acceptance, and unique. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about why those three words are important for you.
Yeah. So unique, because we are all individuals, right? I know I never want anybody to be like me. So please do not think you need to be like somebody else. You are unique. You are special. People love you and like you for who you are. Accept it's going to be, you know, our life is like this, but accept yourself. Accept you'll have great days. Accept you're going to have not so much great days. Accept failure, because you know what? I see failure as just something we learn, right? Think about when someone's learning to ride their bike. Could you imagine every time they fell down, if they saw that was failure and they wouldn't try again?
Yeah.
You know, and accept who you are. I mean, people, you know, want to be perfect. Perfect does not exist. No. Does not exist, right?
No.
So yeah, accept yourself for who you are. Give yourself permission. Love who you are. Be that unique person. And I'm going to kind of change that last word, because it's a strong one, but I'm going to change it today to believe. Believe in yourself. Believe you can do it, because it's a hard thing, right? We believe, we're great at believing in everybody else, believing our family members, believing, you know, our partners, our kids. But do you believe in yourself? You know, do you believe that you can do it? Do you believe you're a beautiful, unique person? Do you believe that you deserve it? So believe in yourself, because when you start believing in yourself, Trish, things
that's when the
just
magic happens.
Yeah, that's when the magic happens. Exactly. Right. And you start to see things very in a different light.
Absolutely.
In a different light.
Yeah. I want to thank you, Tanya, for spending some time with us today, because you've given us some really great little nuggets that we can use. And I know that everybody will be able to, you know, they can replay and listen and watch our discussion again and kind of write down some of those little nuggets of information that we've shared. So thank you very much for participating in Keeping It Real. And to our listening and viewing audience, I hope you've had an opportunity to meet the person behind the logo in this edition. Thank you so much.
And thank you, Trish, for having me on and allowing me to share this message that people need to hear.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks.